7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday. It's a beautiful day and a lot warmer than it was yesterday at this time. So, you know, try and spend some time outside and prepare the yard for the changes in the season. And take advantage of it right now, because next Sunday is daylight savings time. And I'll tell you, when you get home from work, it's going to be dark out. So get your work done while you can. Joining us this morning is Art Cockett from the Bonide Company. And we're going to talk about some of the things that needs to be done at this time of the year. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. So glad you're able to get up early and join us this morning.
Glad to be here.
Wonderful. Well, as the plants begin to lose their foliage and the woods begin to open up, it's going to invite animals like the deer to come into our yard. What can people do to protect their shrubbery so that the deer are not going to eat everything that they've worked so hard to grow in their yards?
Well, deer are kind of nice to have around and beautiful to look at, but when they're eating your shrubs and hostas, et cetera, that's not a good thing. And of course, you know, Bonide has a solution for darn near everything, and we have a product to prevent the deer from browsing on your landscape plants. It's called Repelzol. It comes in granules or liquid. I like the liquid this time of year for spraying directly on the foliage of the plants that you want to protect, certain ones that they always seem to like. And if you spray early, get started now, because once they start their habit of where they like to come to eat, then they continue to come back to those locations. So if you nip it in the bud, so to speak, right away and spray early, they're less likely to come. So, Repels all liquid. It comes in ready to use, or, you know, more practical is to mix it up with a concentrate in a sprayer, or we have it in a hose end applicator. And it's just, you know, nothing to it, easy to do. Spray right on all the foliage, any of the plants that they typically like to browse on in your yard.
Now, how about temperature? How does that factor in when we're applying the product?
Well, nobody likes to do it when it's too cold out, but you'd want to stay above 40 degrees, I think, if you're so that's kind of why I want to get you started on it soon, before it gets too terribly cold. You know, so don't want to do it when it's freezing out, right?
Right, exactly. Now, we're putting all of our tools away, the rototiller and wheelbarrows and all of our tools into the tool shed. And you've got a great product called Mouse Magic. Tell us about that, how it will help to protect your tool shed and all of your power equipment, and even if you have a camper, how it works to keep the rodents from destroying everything.
Well, our Mouse Magic is an all-natural product. It's really just a strong odor of peppermint and spearmint oil. And what it does is it keeps the mice from coming into areas. They have a natural response to that, to want to go away from those locations. And it's really easy to use. It works best in small areas like a garden shed, or I use it, you know, around with my lawnmower. I put one right in by the mower, because one time several years ago, I didn't, and I had a nest built right in my lawnmower, and they chewed on the wires, and that was no good. So I use it also even in the house under the kitchen sink, and you can use it in the basement if you like, or anywhere, indoors or out. It works best, again, in an enclosed area, so if you put it in your garage for the winter and you leave your garage up half the time, then it's not going to work so well. I have friends that use it for their campers. I know people that put it in their boats that they store for the winter before they shrink wrap it. You know, it's hard to go back in there during the year to put bait in again if that's the way you go. So to do this once and do enough of it and keep them out of there all winter just makes a load of sense. Matter of fact, if you put bait in there into your camper, you're more likely to have the mice come in, I think. So keep them out altogether with using our Bonide's Mouse Magic.
Yeah, it's a good product. And I had the same problem as you 2 years in a row. The first year, I didn't put anything in, and when I opened up the tool shed in the spring, they had made a nest in my seat, and they ate the vinyl and got in underneath it and pulled all the sponge out, and I ended up with a hole, so I had to replace the seat. And the following year, I don't know how many got in there, but I went to start the mower, and it wouldn't start. So I pushed it out of the tool shed and looked at the fuel tank, and the fuel tank was empty, and I had filled it. And looked underneath it, and the hose that connected from the fuel tank to the engine was gone. And on closer examination, all of the belts that turned the blades had been eaten. And what I found was rows and rows of wire. So anything that was rubbery, they ate, and it cost me like $150 to replace all the belts and tubes, and so it was a real mess. So I do like you now. I'll put a package of Mouse Magic right where all the belts are, and I put one right on top of the engine. And I haven't had a problem since, but you're right. A small place, a small location, you keep that door closed, and they will not go in there. So it's a good, good product. And it's safe. It doesn't hurt the mice or the chipmunks or the squirrels that get in. It dries them out. So that's a positive way of controlling a problem.
It's amazing how much damage those little guys can do, really.
It really is. You know, he's a three inch mouse, and he can do a good job in your gardening budget at the beginning of the year when you really need all of the tools. Now, this time of the year, you know, the roses are beginning to go dormant. Newly planted evergreens are going dormant. Ground covers like English ivy and Pachysandra, myrtle, euonymus are all going dormant, but they're evergreen. They've just been planted in the last year, and they need a little bit of extra protection, especially if we have a winter without snow cover. What does Bonide have that will keep them from dehydrating when the ground is frozen and we get sun and wind on the foliage?
Well, you're right, Paul. The plant material can certainly dry out over the winter or get winter burn. Needs a little extra protection through the winter, but especially for new plantings before their root systems are very well established and they can take up a lot of water. We have a product called Wilt Stop that is like a waxy coating. It's actually made from pine sap, so it's all a natural product and safe to use, of course. Wilt Stop, what it's designed to do is simply coat the plant material and help hold moisture in. So, you know, any plants that have a rough winter, if your rhododendrons had a tough time last winter because they're kind of in a little windy location, or your hollies, or really any broadleaf evergreens, actually it helps on deciduous plants as well that might get winter dieback, like you mentioned, the rose bushes. Certainly any evergreen, like the Pachysandra, the ground covers, that type of thing too. Or any new planting, you can use the product year round. Even when you know, if you plant something in spring or summer and what it's really all about is the plant transpiring, for a new plant anyway, for, you know, if it transpires faster than it can take water up, then the leaves will burn. So the product is sensible to use on new plantings anytime, but this time of year, we like to, again, use it when it's not getting too cold. So 40 degrees is our cutoff date, or temperature, excuse me. And hope that date's not too soon, that it's going to be staying too cold. But I still have plenty of time left, I think, to use the wilt stop on all your broadleaf evergreens.
Wonderful. Now, a lot of us that have been gardening are using a lot of the bonide products like 8 and everything that you make for the garden, the lawn, the perennials, the flowers. So in our garage or tool shed, you know, if it's a metal tool shed, it gets cold in there. What should we do with any of these chemicals that we've used in the garden for the winter? Should they be stored in our basement for the winter so that they stay relevant and they work well?
That's right, Paul. That's great advice. I'm glad you brought that up, to bring all those liquid products into the basement for the winter. To keep them from freezing is definitely a wise move. Likewise, we like to also in the summertime store them somewhere where they're not so hot. But right now is a good time to think about bringing in those products and putting them somewhere in the basement where they won't be freezing.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Art Cockett from the Bonide Company to try and give you an idea of some of the little projects that you have ahead of yourself in the next few weeks to put the garden to bed. And we were talking about the best way to store chemicals and pesticides, fungicides for the winter. And Art, do you think a basement would be the best place?
I think a basement is perfect because you got to get it out of the freezing. You don't want to leave it out in the shed. Basement out of the way. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, and especially if you've got products that are pre-mixed that do contain water, they're going to freeze solid. The bottle's going to expand, could break, and it's going to weaken that pesticide. Now,
you know,
how about
the shelf life is quite long on those products, so you know, as long as you store them properly, you can keep them for quite a while, and they still work fine.
Okay. Now, how about leftover lawn fertilizer and grass seed? What should we do with them?
Well, same kind of thing. Actually, the grass seed, I'd be more worried about the mice than I would be the cold weather. Grass seed could actually stay in the cold, and the fertilizer too. You know, you don't want to store the fertilizer in an area where there's moisture because fertilizer naturally absorbs moisture out of the air. So that kind of is important. If it may be better off in the shed actually than it would be in your basement. If you have a damp basement, you certainly wouldn't want to lay it directly on the concrete floor if that's your basement. It would absorb moisture. A fertilizer definitely have a problem with that. So keeping it in a dry location is huge. And same with the grass seed. Dry, it's okay if it freezes. That won't hurt it a bit. But beware of the mice. They love that. They love the grass seed. So, you know, another time to use the mouse magic, I suppose.
Yeah. You don't want to open up the tool shed and go to grab the bag of grass seed or the box of grass seed and it's been eaten over the winter months. And I've had that happen with just regular bird food that I've left in my garage to fill the feeders. The mice somehow will find their way in, and they will eat it during times where it's quiet and there's nobody around.
Yeah, so like we said, those mice can do a lot of damage. They're trouble.
Exactly. Now, not too late to put down a product like Turf Turbo on your grass to help neutralize the grass and for the vegetable garden.
Right. Yeah, not too late at all. It's perfect timing for that, really. The Turf Turbo helps address the pH. It does a lot more with the calcium that's in it, and it addresses the soil permeability to moisture, et cetera. It's really a great product, and now's a fine time to use it. You know, usually we think of it mostly in our lawn, but I like that you always bring up the vegetable garden, too, because that's important to have the pH there and, you know, get off to a good start for next spring by having proper pH when you start out. Right now is a great time to put down the Turf Turbo.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're walking on the lawn and you see patches of moss growing or beginning to appear, put the product down now, and while the ground is still warm, it will help to control all of those problem areas. Because the one thing that I was always told is, if your soil is acid, you're more likely to have broadleaf weeds and crabgrass compared to a soil that's neutral to sweet. Weeds prefer an acid soil. So, you know, put it down, take care of it, and you'll be in good shape. Now, for people that have a compost pile, Bonai does make a great compost maker that will help to break apart the greens and the brown material that you put in your pile. Tell us about that, Art.
Well, the compost maker is a granular product that's real easy to mix in with the compost pile. You know, the whole idea is to get those beneficial microorganisms in there working, and so to get your compost pile working properly, to mix this product in. But very important is to keep moving it, you know, and keep stirring it up. You don't want to have it just sit all winter. Hopefully you have it close to the back door where you can get to it, and I've seen those tools that they sell that you can use to stir your compost, or sometimes they have the bins that you turn and all that. There's a good reason for all those things. To keep it moving is very important. And then to put the compost maker in there is also going to help speed the process, reduce the odors, keep it going. You know, you can't let it freeze up. You know, those microorganisms in there actually are producing heat. I'm sure the folks, your listeners that have been doing the compost for a long time, they know about that.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest-growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganix is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday. If we can help you, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Remember, fall is for planting. So take advantage of the sales that the nurseries are having right now. If the plant material is in a plastic pot, then there should be no root damage. If it's in a burlap-covered root ball, then check out the burlap and squeeze the ball. If it's all mushy and soft, stay away from it. If it's nice and firm and the burlap is intact, then go ahead and plant and take advantage of the sale. That much less you're going to do in the spring, and it will save you a ton of money. And, you know, prepare the hole by adding compost, animal manure, soil moist with the mycorrhizae will help to stimulate the roots, and they'll actually begin to make a root system at this time of the year. So just because it's you know, close to the end of October, you can still plant. And, of course, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, this is their time. A lot of the nurseries also have some lilies that they are offering. And you can plant lilies at this time of the year. Again, it's a great time of the year. Ground covers can be put in. If they are broadleaf evergreen ground covers like Pakistander, English ivy, ajuga, then use an anti-desiccant spray, and that will help to protect them if we have a winter without snow and a lot of cold and wind. Farmer's Almanac is calling for a normal to above normal weather. So, you know, this could be the year that we get a lot of snow. Let's get ready for it. Okay, Tom, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up first this hour?
First up, we've got Stanley from Mass with a question about evergreens.
Stanley, how can we help your evergreen plants this morning?
Well, how are you?
Good.
I've got two questions quickly. One, my first one, I sent you an email to your address. I've got two little dwarf trees, I'm not sure the type, that flank my front door. They're about 5 feet high, cone-shaped.
Okay.
The fronts look absolutely beautiful. The backs are turning brown. I mean, it's almost like two different trees. The tips of the branches in the back are green, but the inside are turning brown, all brown.
Okay. I think what you've planted, I saw the email come through, and you have is a dwarf Alberta spruce. And they normally grow very, very dense. But slowly, because they're so thick, the sunlight can't penetrate, and the inner foliage will turn brown. And what you've got to do is kind of shake the plant a little bit to get rid of those needles. Now, earlier we had a woman who called, and she had a problem with some evergreen plants with a spruce that was thinning and losing some of the foliage. And the insect is called a spider mite. So take a piece of white paper, stick it in between some of the good and, you know, so-so branches, and tap the branch with one hand, holding the sheet of white paper underneath it, and see if anything falls. Spider mite is, if you took a ballpoint pen, tapped a piece of paper, that little mark that you make, that's how big it is. But look at them carefully, and if they move, then it's the spider mite that's sucking on the plant and pulling the nutritional value of the energy out of the plant, and they're living off of it, making it difficult for your plant. And in that case, you would spray your evergreens with an all-season oil, and that will smother them. It will smother the adults, the young, and also the eggs. Now, the other thing that it could be, when you have a thick evergreen like that, is planted near a house, if the house is a dark color, the sun hits the front, and as it moves from morning to evening, will hit the side, but is not able to penetrate the back of the plant. If you had a white house, or yellow, or anything that will reflect the light, the sunlight will come, hit the house, bounce back, and you'll get light on the back side, keeping it nice and healthy. If it's a dark-colored house, the sunlight hits the house, absorbs the rays of the sun, and it doesn't bounce back. So because the back of the plant is not getting any direct sunlight, or even sometimes diffuse sunlight, it will turn it will tend to die back a little bit. But check it for mites first, and then clean it up, shake it, pull all of the dead brown in there, because that's where they're going to hide and live during the winter. And if you want to put a little bit of organic plant food, like the Dr. Earth Evergreen food with probiotics, or the Plant Tone, or in your case, you want to use Holly Tone because it's an evergreen. And for something in the 6-foot range, maybe a couple of handfuls, scratch it into the ground, water it in, and that will help to bring back the deep color of the plant and to help it to get through the winter months. So I think if you did that, either one of those is going to tell you what the problem is. Okay?
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Wilt stalk on a hydrangea, now or later?
You want to put it on when the foliage comes off.
When it's all off.
Yeah. So, because if you put it on now, it's going to get all over the foliage, and you're going to be wasting it. So, okay. As soon as you... If the weather is good today where you are, and the leaves are all, are all yellow, pull all the leaves off, spray it now while you've got nice warm temperatures, and that way you'll be ahead of the game and you won't have to wait until after Thanksgiving, because some hydrangeas will hold a foliage as late as that.
Okay. Hey, thanks as always, Paul, and go Red Sox, right?
Oh, boy, they're giving us a tough time, aren't they?
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't believe they lost in the last inning last night. Oh,
that was a terrible, terrible play. But you're as stressful as gardening.
I know.
Enjoy your day, Paul. Thank you.
You too, Stanley. We appreciate the phone call. And yes, go Sox. Today's the day. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rita from Mass with a question about anthurium.
Rita, good morning. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Paul. I have never seen this plant before, and I know nothing about it, and I'm fascinated by it. It's so interesting looking. And could you tell me what I should do to take care of it?
Now, did Tom, from what I understood, it's called anthurium. Does it have a red flower?
Yes.
Yes,
somebody said it, they call it a Pope's nose. Did you ever hear that?
They have all kinds of names for that. They also call it the little boy plant.
Oh, that's a new one. I'm fascinated by it. It's so interesting.
Yeah, it's a great tropical plant. It's the flower looks like the palm of your hand with a little cat tail that's in the center of it. And
right.
It comes in red, it comes in white, and it comes in pink.
I have the red one, Paul.
Okay. Then you want to keep it in a nice sunny window. So a south-facing window, if at all possible. You want to water it on a weekly basis or as needed. Now, sometimes you could go 2 weeks between watering. So take your index finger, push it into the soil. If it feels moist, leave it alone. If it's starting to dry, then put it in the sink, give it a thorough soaking, give it a chance to drain, and then put it back near that sunny window. It likes to be fed on a monthly basis. And as the flowers go by, remove the stem all the way back to the plant. And it flowers in cycles. So you'll get a dozen, probably more blossoms, and then you'll just have nice green leaves, and then all of a sudden it will come back to life again and bloom a second time.
Oh.
And it's got absolutely beautiful leaves. They're nice and shiny, nice and healthy.
Yeah, but it's like, but, it has a heart shape on the leaf. It's a heart, shape of a heart.
Right.
The green leaves. They're dark, dark green.
Right. Yeah, it's a real
it's
nice
beautiful.
Plant. Yeah, but this time of the year, because the days are getting shorter, I mean, we're losing about 3 minutes of daylight every single day until December. So, you know, they need to have sun. And think of it this way. Right now, if you look at the sun, it's lower in the sky, and the strength of the sun is not as great. So it's like a 50-watt light bulb. In July and August, the sun is high in the sky, and the sun is like a 100-watt light bulb, and it could burn the plant. But from now until May, you can take plants like an anthurium. African violets can go in full sun all day long.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate your help.
I thank you.
I'm so fascinated by this plant.
Well, you will enjoy it.
I will follow your instructions, Paul. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a good plant because it should bloom for about 2 months for you. So you're going to have a lot of fun in the days ahead. And we appreciate the phone call, Rita. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Cape Cod with a question about roses.
Hey, Joe from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always sunny. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, Paul, thank you. How early can I winterize my rose bushes with compost?
You normally want to wait until the foliage is beginning to turn yellow and the plant is starting to go dormant. If your compost is thick, it's dense, and it's heavy, then you can start doing it right now. If it's like straw or pine needles and fluffy, the mice will get in and they'll eat the rosebush. But heavy compost, loam, or mulch, you can do right now. Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide full sun or shade, dense shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all-natural shoe mold. Also, look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To the Paul Parent God Club, our phone number 855-660-4261. Give us a shout. We'd love to work with you and help you with your garden. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we've got Dale from Massachusetts with a question about pests.
Dale, how can we help you, and what kind of pests are you coping with?
I have mounds of dirt that are showing up on my lawn, and I know there's something underneath digging because my dog goes all the way around and searches and listens, and so I know there's something under there, but how do I kill it without hurting the dog?
Okay, what you have are either voles or moles. And I would think that it's probably a mole, because a vole would be found in a perennial bed, in a vegetable garden, while a mole would be in the middle of your lawn. A mole is eating earthworms, and he's eating grubs in your lawn. So go to your local garden center. Boneide has either a liquid or a powdered product that you could put down with a spreader. The liquid comes with a built-in applicator, and you would just spray it on your lawn. And the active ingredients is castor oil.
Oh.
Okay? So you apply the powder or the liquid, put your sprinkler on, wash it in the ground. As the mole digs through your soil, he will get the castor oil on his fur. It's sticky. He doesn't like the feel of it, so he licks, just like your cat will clean himself. The mole will do the same thing. Well, castor oil is a laxative, and it gives them the runs, and the mole will move out of the area to a different place. So get it on now, water it, because if you don't, during the winter, he will continue to dig these tunnels, and when spring comes, especially if the ground doesn't freeze deep, he could destroy a good portion of your lawn. But all of the garden centers, feed and grain store like Blue Seal or Agway, they have a mole powder that you put down with a spreader, or a liquid that comes in with a built-in sprayer. You just attach it to your garden hose, spray it directly in the areas and overlap the areas, and then water it in, and that will solve the problem.
And that won't hurt the dog, like if the dog goes around it?
No.
Okay.
No, because
great.
See, as soon as you put the sprinkler on, you're washing it into the ground.
Oh, excellent.
And the dog isn't even he by him. You apply it, you water, you let it air dry, and once it's dried, you can let the dog, the cat, the kids out, and they will not come in contact with the castor oil. And if the dog eats a little bit of it, it's not going to hurt him, but he would have to eat a lot of grass that that contains the castor oil.
Excellent. Paul, I do want to thank you over and over again. The beginning of July, someone had called in and you had recommended the Monarch daisies, which are in bloom now, which are absolutely beautiful, okay? You had said to cut them in half and take that, put it in rooting soil, and you can have another plant, okay? Well, I did that. I put it in a large pot. I couldn't find my rooting starter at the time, and I just plopped it into wet soil in this pot, and I put it in the shade near the doorway so I would remember all the time to water it. And now I have two beautiful pots of the Monarch daisies, and my others are blooming, and they're half the size but in growth, but they're not flopping over. And I gave one of the pots to my son. And he kept calling me saying, wow, they're ready to pop. And then he called one day. He said, they have all popped. And they're beautiful. And I thank you so much because you're such a value. It's wonderful. Your show is wonderful.
I thank you. And I love the Montauk daisy just like you because at this time of the year, there's not much blooming.
Uh-huh.
And that Montauk daisy will get bigger and bigger. And next July, cut it in half, and you can make another 50 pots of plants for the whole neighborhood. Thank you.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity. But if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.